Should a powerful labor union focus on Amazon? I'm David Brancaccio. There's a big vote scheduled at a Teamsters convention tomorrow, a virtual gathering this time around. And the vote is over whether to approve a broad plan to help Amazon workers unionize where others have tried and failed. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
The Teamsters union is one of the biggest in the country, and it calls its new plan the Amazon Project, taking aim squarely at the second largest employer in the U.S. The plan would make unionizing Amazon warehouse workers and drivers one of the labor group's top priorities, and it would set up a division focused on that effort. In an op-ed in the news site Salon, the Teamsters National Director for Amazon said the vote would fully mobilize the union toward helping Amazon workers organize. Amazon workers have long complained of bad working conditions, including inadequate breaks, and the company has been accused of strong-arm tactics to keep unions out. It has so far been successful in doing so. Earlier this year, a closely watched unionization vote in an Amazon warehouse in Alabama failed to get anywhere near enough votes. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Now, it's sometimes called thermostat hijacking, but I'm going with thermostat sharing. Last week in the Texas heat, many electricity customers found their thermostats turning to warmer as if at the hand of a ghost. But customers had actually consented to this remote fiddling by an energy management firm called Energy Hub, as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Buried in the fine print of many Texas energy contracts are the words, "You agree to allow Energy Hub and your thermostat provider to remotely access your thermostat." The idea is, when it's super hot, energy companies need to take pressure off the grid, so they sign up people in advance. This energy consultant Molly Podolevsky at Guidehouse.
The utilities have a lot of leeway to incentivize customers. I've seen everything from sweepstakes to bill reductions to straight up sending checks to customers.
In Texas last week, many hot homeowners were angry. Podolevsky suggests it was a mismatch in understanding. Consultant Pace Goodman at Illume Advising says the concept of individual sacrificing for the greater grid is tough to explain.
It's something we talk a lot about, and we do a lot of research with focus groups. It's hard to communicate.
Thing is, the smart thermostat remote access programs exist around the country. So read your contract. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The Dow future is up 0.2%, 56 points now. S&P and NASDAQ futures are each up about 0.1%. This is Pride Month, and now to a person who feels strongly that taping a rainbow to a brand in solidarity is not enough. The rainbow pride flag is the symbol of the LGBTQ plus community, an icon. But like greenwashing, when companies look but are not sustainable, let us introduce the idea of rainbow washing. Andrew Eisen is founder and president of Windmark Concepts, a longtime LGBTQ marketing and communications agency. Mr. Eisen, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we're clear. What's your definition of rainbow washing?
Well, let me put it in context. You're walking through a city. You're walking around any city in America, and you walk around a bank, and it's festooned in rainbow flags, storefronts festooned in rainbow flags in the month of June. And then they disappear. And what many companies fail to understand is that this concept, this annual ritual known as rainbow washing, which is essentially wrapping yourself in a rainbow, can have unintended negative consequences.
So paying lip service during Pride Month does not equal a commitment to the issue?
Absolutely not. Pride really is 24/7, 365. And companies that understand this and relegate themselves to a year-long commitment rather than a one-month effort to reach out to the community understand how to reach this consumer. Companies that rainbow wash are seen as pandering and tokenistic to this community.
So I'm hearing two things from you, Andrew. It bugs you when you see this. You think it's hypocritical, wrong, but you're also saying this is bad business.
It is bad business. So for instance, our client Corona Beer has eschewed marketing during June and has committed itself to an 11-month commitment with LGBTQ marketing, graphics, messaging, etc. and in turn has seen a 20% growth in its sales.
So how can other companies do better on this? I mean, it has to do with not strategizing in some boardroom inner sanctum, but probably opening up lines of communication, maybe?
Well, there's a couple of things, David. First of all, as companies embrace DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, they think that they're touching on and reaching the needs of this community. But in fact, they're not. It's very much a display of, yes, we want your business. But companies that are actively seeking this consumer segment for the other 11 months of the year are really benefiting. So, for instance, you've got $1 trillion worth of a spending engine. It's the highest discretionary household income, about 23% above the national average. These consumers know better. They understand what's sincere and what's authentic. When brands make emotional connections to these consumers, it's a win for the consumer and it's a win for the brand's bottom line. But when I say emotional connections are predicated on action. That is through a company putting their money where their mouth is, showing that we have active programs, active outreach, not just saying as a corporation, we're supportive of you as an LGBTQ person, but as an LGBTQ consumer.
Andrew Eisen is founder and president of Windmark Concepts. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me on.
And the Wall Street investment bank Morgan Stanley has a new policy. No COVID vaccination, no entry to its New York City area offices starting July 12th. If an employee or contractor cannot show proof of vaccination, building access will be cut off, according to the Financial Times. Clients and other visitors as well. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.